Tsar Kamala's watch.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? It's me, Wolf Slumbers, and I welcome you all to Wolf Slumbers Black Pilled live stream. I'm just going to be playing some tunes. I might do some video commentary. I might play a video game. I'm just going to be hanging out. I do realize that probably at this hour nobody's watching, which I don't necessarily care either way. I like that bass. Oh man. This is Russian Doomer Music Volume 3. I'm gonna put it in the chat. But honestly, I might play something a little bit different than that. Because I'm just not in the mood. So, how about some black metal? I'll get back to everybody soon. It's going to be a lengthy stream. I just want to hang out and be high. I just smoked a blunt, so my brain is all over the place. I'm going to play some Drowning the Light. Album is called A Pact with Madness. Thank you. Alright, enough of that. That's a little bit too geeky for me. I mean, I like the music. Why be embarrassed by it? I like some good old black metal. Kinda takes me on a journey ride to the end of time. But anyway, I plan on streaming. I don't know. I'm a little bit fucking intoxicated right now, not gonna lie. I am buzzed the fuck out. I just smoked a blunt, so I'm just going through the paranoiac settings, and then it will bring me to heaven. I'm progressing. Let me just check the audio if anybody can hear me. Hello?
Hello? Mr. Poopy Butthole.
Okay, apparently it works. At least on my end. That's excellent. I'm pretty boomer tech, not gonna lie. To be honest, I don't even know where I'm streaming. I think streaming is a way to de-stress myself. So I quit blaming the world for my problems. A way to express myself to the outside world. And I've been getting a lot of influence from people like Mr. Daggers, IRL, and Shadowrealm 101. I'll post the link in the description after the stream, I don't know. I have to remind myself to do that. Something that's going to put me in a much better mood. Much better mood than I'm. Something a little bit more uplifting.
Kamala.
Kamala. You know, it's just a couple days from the election, so they're just running these fucking ads nonstop. Everything is about ads that relate to politics. They just want you to be part of the system. I've been getting a lot of nosebleeds recently. I don't know what that shit's about. I hope it's not a sign of something bad. Of course, I have been vaping for 2 years, and I recently just basically quit. Of course, I've been smoking in replacement. I've been smoking only 3 cigarettes a day, and that's only on work days. So, I do get nicotine, you know, cravings from time to time. Kinda sucks. Let me see if this audio is okay. Wow. Sorry about the echo. Mellow. That's what I need to learn how to do. Mellow. 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 Yellow mellow. Excuse me, everyone. I want to, make sure my, game corresponds to, like, my OBS. So give me a minute. I'm back. Amazing. It's good to be back. Damn. I'm retarded. Like, I'm totally baked right now. I'm totally... Whoa. I managed to get some pretty good shit today. So, I'm gonna just try to enjoy myself. I'm sorry, I'm not in the mood for all these positive vibes. I'm gonna play something a little bit more. A little bit more sophisticated, at least. I'll send a link to that in the chat. Hell, I'm gonna put the two channels I mentioned. In the chat as well. Shadow Realm 101 is also a really good channel. I'm gonna post that into the thing. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm pretty much gonna enjoy myself because I'm pretty high, so I'm just gonna, you know, try to embrace the moment, I guess. I kind of just wanted to stream so I can kind of talk to people. But apparently nobody's watching. And that's really sad. Oh. I guess this is the loneliness strain.
Forced to go rogue, hunted from within. This is Call of Duty Black Ops 6.
That sounds like a gay and awful video game. I mean, they want you to buy the stupid game and waste your time. I'm really thinking that video games are just an addiction for autists to keep them from following their best. But I think video games are liked because they allow your imagination to run wild. Let's not kid ourselves. Grown-ass men play them for a reason. Reality sucks. It's not your dad's generation anymore. Where it's like, oh, we went out and did things. Okay. Nowadays, everybody's on the fucking computer and on the smartphone and iPads and shit. That's just the reality we live in. Everything's like videos. It's not even about being a gamer. Some people are not gamers, but some people are addicted to the internet in other ways, like watching videos. Just like people are addicted to television. I'm thinking about just like not consuming any more media and just going totally stoic, totally pushing myself to just try to only consume intellectual shit, try to improve the brain. That's what I want to be, smarter. I don't think pot's going to help me, but hey, I feel good and I'm stressed. Let me enjoy my life, man.
Thank you.
Alright, I'm probably going to take this time. To get everything set up. I think what I want to do is stream some true crime videos, and I can do some commentary on them. Anime is the last good thing. I totally disagree with that. Let me read this thread on .is. Anime is the last good thing. Anime is the last good entertainment. Almost every other entertainment is cucked with the woke checklist and slut empowerment. Anime is the only thing that's still good and watchable and enjoyable. In terms of, like, entertainment, maybe that's true. Maybe. I mean, to be honest, I kind of think anime is pretty degenerate myself. Anime is degenerate weeb brain rot. Yeah, it is brain rot. I kind of agree with that. Gore is the last new thing now, buddy boy. Okay, I disagree. Of course, sometimes when I watch a video of that nature, I kind of appreciate life that I have it as is.
Hate YouTube ads? You need this Chrome extension. I feel like I just found a Google cheat code. This Chrome extension lets you block ads or get...
Sorry about that. I mean, anime, it's good, but there hasn't been any good adult anime in a while. It gets boring. They basically censor all of it compared to older animes. All the rest of the animes out just feel like slop. Nothing really enough to entertain me. Well, I'm just not really... I don't really watch that sort of shit. I mean, occasionally I do, but there's I only watch a couple of animes, and the rest of the time I'm just like into wanting to improve myself. Like I would rather just watch documentaries and learn about the world. Gives me an impression on what exactly I'm missing out on. I mean, anime is not for Normagroids. Novels, however, are a good cope. Are you talking about graphic novels, or are you just talking about novels in general? Because I think that's more intellectually stimulating than cartoons and vidya. Oh, man. I mean, I'm not prejudiced against vidya. I play myself, but it's just sort of like I'm trying to follow more of an adult mindset. When I tried to get into the more well-known animes, I never could find myself interested in them, honestly, because a lot of them have the same tropes. But there is still good anime out there. Yeah, I just think it's very repetitive and autistic. My dad loved anime. He was a boomer. That's why I'm kind of like not a Gen X, an actual boomer. I mean, anime is fun, I guess. It takes you to allow your imagination to run wild, but that's about it. Oh, let's see. I haven't checked the chat yet. Oh, nobody's watching. Alrighty. The world is a picture of hell. It is an open-air prison, torture chamber, and slaughterhouse. I mean, I'm not sure if that's 100% true, but it's at least 50% true. Because the world's much more than just that. But it is that, and I think that the misery outweighs that pleasures in life. Which kind of brings me to why I'm an antinatalist. Have you ever cold approached a void? What did you say to them and how did they react? Too high in Heb? Yes. XD. Did you know that women hate ugly men? Also, I refuse to put a woman on a pedestal, which is why I will never approach any woman. If she's interested, she can come and talk to me. I don't think that's how it works, Sweetie. Yes, why get ourselves cut? I used to do it. It's devastatingly brutal. What happens? The usual spiral of rejection. Quote unquote, I have a boyfriend. And so on. It's ridiculous that red pillars give this as an actual advice. I did twice. They both said they had boyfriends. I will never know if it's a lie or not, but it doesn't matter because if I was attractive enough, their boyfriends wouldn't make a difference in their decision anyway. Works for Chad. I'm not Chad, I know. But it's a theoretical suggestion. And that is response to, I don't think that's how it works, sweetie. And that was a response to, if she's interested, she can come talk to me. Never. I was high IQ enough to realize it never even began for me. Yes, and despite me being in control, quote unquote, of the convo, they always. Alright. Yes, and despite me being, quote unquote, in control of the convo, they always went awkward. Never. Nah, I have, however, made conversation with random women, and they made it clear they hated talking to me. Because of this, I saved myself the pain and legal risk of asking them out, since it was clear it would have failed. there was this I don't want to watch the goddamn fucking black feminist commercial. There was this mud shark who wanted to be just friends, which, and I was in a shit mood at the time. She later said she was worried I'd rope. I would ignore her and actually everyone else that day. Yeah. I mean, that is true. After a while, you have to, like, push yourself not to care. Because there's nothing else you can do. Holy crap. This is the effect of getting high. You can't do anything. What kind of Christianity do you like more and why? 1, Roman Catholicism. 2, East Orthodoxy. 3, Protestantism. That's Lutheran and Calvinism. And 4, other Anglosphere, Protestantism, Evangelical, Anglican, Evangelical, Baptist, and other. It doesn't matter. Some people say I like Lutheranism more because it was originally a correct and anti-corrupt idea against the Vatican and was anti-Jewish. Lutheranism also created rich and successful societies in countries such as Denmark, Germany, Finland, Norway, and Sweden. Yeah, they also caused a lot of problems for everyone too. I have my own understanding of the Bible, where J's are the Jesus came to warn about them. Huh. Who Satan is. Okay. I'd be open to converting to Islam if it meant that these voids would be put in their place. Holy shit. Well, they would want to do that anyway. Because, I mean, this is my take. Islam, basically, the women who are Muslims participate voluntarily into that. I mean, yeah, a lot of times their brothers and fathers or uncles would beat them if they refused to wear the hijab, but I don't know. When they start coming to the West, they can leave. Yes, but the question was, which kind of Christianity is closer to you from the point of view of aesthetics? I take it you're not a Gnostic? I like Catholicism because it doesn't allow cuck-trampation. Yes, I definitely subscribe to many agnostic ideas. I find the Catholic Church to be cucked by the Jesuits to the point where they're just a luxury for the J. Protestantism is too gay. The church my mom goes to has gate flags every June and such. I'm open to exploring Eastern Orthodoxy, though. Based. It's all cringe and gay. Yes. Christianity is cucked. That's interesting. Are you essentially a Gnostic, but with your own interpretation? Early Christian heresies. Early Christian heresies. Eastern Orthodoxy and Roman Catholicism are real religions. Very lovely aesthetics. History, and sometimes rather respectful moral values. Sometimes. Protestantism sucks and led to modernity. I do it with no organized religion. Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah were real places, man. I have no idea why I exist in this circumstance. There are more books in the world than people.
I'll be back with the new stream soon.